It was a marathon Senate session, but the measure passes for more spending. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris announcing the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
The $430 billion package includes measures aimed at addressing climate change, lowering prescription drug costs, while increasing taxes for corporations and wealthy individuals. Next, it goes to the House for a vote. Election season is here with midterms in November and an eye on the 2024 presidential election. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley on Fox News Sunday alluding to a potential White House bid.
We need to bring sanity back to our domestic policy, and we need to start fighting for Americans again, fighting for their wallets, fighting for their children's education, fighting for opportunities, and making sure we get back on track. I'll do whatever I can to make that happen.
Haley served as the first female governor of South Carolina before becoming an ambassador to the UN. Tensions still flaring between China and Taiwan. Fox's Alexandria Hoff.
Taiwan's military is actually set to conduct their own live fire drills this week as a way to test their readiness. That's according to Taiwan's Central News Agency. And of course, in response to China's show of strength in the Taiwan Strait that they've been putting on, the artillery drills, which included Chinese warships and jets, started Thursday and concluded earlier today. Taiwanese officials reported that they appear to be a rehearsal for an attack on the island, adding that some of those Chinese vessels crossed the median line, which exists as an unofficial buffer zone between the two sides. Leadership in the U.S. maintains that China's President Xi Jinping is using Speaker Pelosi's landmark trip to Taiwan as an excuse to show aggression.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
D.C. police identify another person killed in a lightning strike Thursday near the White House.
The third person has been identified as a result of that lightning strike in Lafayette Park. Authorities say 29-year-old Brooks Lambertson was a vice president at City National Bank in Los Angeles. In a statement, the bank said, quote, Brooks was an incredibly young man who will be remembered for his generosity, kindness, and unwavering positivity. His sudden loss is devastating for all who knew him and his family, friends, and colleagues. Appreciate the thoughts and prayers that have poured in from around the country. In addition to Brooks, an elderly couple from Janesville, Wisconsin, James and Donna Mueller, were also killed in the lightning strike. They were visiting the nation's capital to celebrate their 56th wedding anniversary.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. It's Purple Heart Day, a day to honor veterans wounded or killed while serving their country. Marine Corps Sergeant Kenny Kalish on Fox News Live.
When I first got injured and I was awarded my Purple Heart, I kind of looked down on it. But that's changed over time, and as I've learned the history of the Purple Heart, and I've just kind of really accepted it and just taken it in and like, you know what, hey, I earned what I did.
Kalish was injured in Afghanistan in 2011. Actress Anne Heche is hospitalized after a recent car crash near Los Angeles. Fox's Charles Watson.
Witnesses say Heche is lucky to be alive after two crashes that ended with the 53-year-old actress driving her car into someone's home in LA's Mar Vista neighborhood. She initially crashed into the garage of an apartment complex. Moments later, she crashes her car into a home, causing the home's roof to cave in. The witness and other neighbors tried to rescue Hage before her car was engulfed in flames. The authorities tell the LA Times the driver of the vehicle was deemed to be under the influence. Coincidentally, Hage is heard joking about boozing in her latest podcast.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.